Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
So, this is Fred Film Radio. I'm Niklas from the 72nd Berlin International Film Festival, sitting here with Ursula Meyer. And we talk about your new film, La Ligne, what you brought to the main competition. Just to begin, a very simple question. How came this idea to you? And maybe a little bit more general, how generally come ideas to you, since I think you're a very symbolic thinker of cinema.
Au départ de ce film, c'était le désir commun avec l'actrice Stéphanie Blanchou.
In fact, from the very beginning, we had a common desire with the actress Stéphanie Blanchou to make a film together. And very quickly, very rapidly, we agreed on a topic about a violent woman. You know, Stéphanie does boxing in real life, and she also had a performance in the theater where she played a woman who, after breaking up with her boyfriend, started taking boxing classes. And I, for a very long time, had wanted to picture a violent woman. So very, very rapidly, we agreed on that character, and we started working together. But then, of course, the film developed in something slightly different, and you see more, you know, the family around the character. But we had, at the beginning, that common desire. And I thought, you know, it's quite amazing, because in movies, in general, you don't see violent women. What you do see is violent men, or maybe teenage girls that can be violent, but very often this is related to other issues like drugs or prostitution. And I just wanted to have a violent feminine character, full stop.
So this was your first inspiration, a violent woman, and in the end it turned out to be something still very symbolic. You have this line, you have blood on the line, you have the loss of hearing and all of this. And I wonder, at what point of writing a script, also in general, like talking about your former films that I really liked, at what point like this intellectual sorting comes to the process?
Yeah, non, c'est vrai que étonnamment, je pense que le cinéma et l'art, c'est un mélange de réel, d'imaginaire et de symbolique.
Well, it's true, it's quite astonishing, because I think cinema and art in general are a mix of reality, imaginary and symbolic dimensions. And I told Stéphanie at the beginning that I was really interested in putting a distance with the character. You know, normally in cinema or in movies, a story is based on characters meeting or getting together, encounters. And here in my film, it's just the opposite, which was quite a challenge, by the way. What we do is we take the character away from the other ones, and that's how the dramaturgy develops. She's withdrawn from her family, and there is this line. I spoke from the very beginning of a sanitary cordon and a quarantine, and then COVID happened, which was quite amazing. It was like the film was having an echo on the reality, so it gave the film another dimension. And I was quite troubled by the idea of borders and limits. This is something that I think about regularly. And with the pandemic, in fact, the lines that I was drawing for the film, these forbidden territories where my character was not allowed to go. You know, I used Google Map and was drawing lines, thinking she's not allowed to go here and there. All of a sudden, these lines became material lines in our everyday life. You know, with social distancing, borders closed down very quickly. Europe was an open continent, and all of a sudden, you know, the borders closed down. So this was very strange, and all of this was related to my film as well. So it's true, the concept of border and lines are things that carry out a lot of different meanings for me.
C'est drôle parce qu'en français, je ne sais pas si on dit, mais Margaret, elle est vraiment exclue. On parle du cercle familial.
It's quite funny, in fact, because in French we use that expression. The Margaret is taken away from the family circle. We talk about the circle, and the circle in itself is quite a symbolic geometric sign.
I would like to make another short question about your new. I feel your new film has tried out something new. When it comes to, especially when it comes to comedic elements, I found something situative comedic in the film, and that really strikes me because I couldn't find it in your former films.
Oui, je pense que dans mes autres films il y a du burlesque, c'est vrai.
Right, so it's true, it's new, but I like the burlesque dimension, and there was always in my films, like in Home, for example, that burlesque dimension, reminding maybe films of Jacques Tati. I really adore, Buster Keaton and so on. So in that film too, you have this comedic aspect. For example, the scene at Christmas, it's like a comedy, and it was a gamble for me, but it was also thanks to Valeria. She's just extraordinary. She can play that tragic comedic scenes. And in the film, you also have the absurdity of law. You have 100 meters, not 1 meter, more or less. So this also gives this comedic dimension. And I really, I'm really happy that I could have this aspect in my film. It's very tempting for me as a director to have comedy, but comedies are very difficult to make for a director. I think I was lucky to work with excellent actors, and Valeria was wonderful in the way she could bring in comedy and tragedy at the same time together.
Okay, unfortunately we need to finish the interview here. It was a huge pleasure to talk to you. Plaisir.
Merci.
And merci. Yeah. This was Niklas for Fred Film Radio with Ursula Meyer talking about La Ligne from the main competition of the 72nd Berlin International Film Festival. You're listening to Fred FM, the festival inside.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.